It's probably too early to say that the Dreamliner has become a nightmare, but Boeing is looking at more delays in the delivery of its newest jet. It's the long-range, fuel-efficient 787. The first Dreamliners were scheduled for delivery this spring, but may not arrive until the fall of next year. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Boeing hasn't officially announced the latest delay, but it's clear the jet is well behind schedule, well behind even its amended schedule that was announced just 2 months ago. The problems began with the fasteners that hold large pieces of the airframe together. The supplier wasn't able to deliver them on time. So, as analyst Scott Hamilton explains, Boeing improvised with temporary ones.
As you pull these temporary fasteners out, you may damage the hole in the composite fuselage in which the fasteners were inserted. Now you have to repair each one of these holes. So you're talking about thousands of fasteners to replace, thousands of holes to repair, and it takes time.
And the problems go well beyond the fasteners. Boeing has embraced a new production model. In the past, the company made most of the parts itself. But on the 787, everything but the tail assembly is being produced by outside suppliers.
This is perhaps the biggest company transformation taking place in business today.
Dick Noland, an emeritus professor at Harvard and a professor at the University of Washington, says Boeing has gone from having near complete control over its production process to having relatively little control. Analysts suggest that Boeing put too much faith in its manufacturing partners and didn't provide enough oversight. And Boeing's plan to take just 3 days to fit all the pieces together has proved to be overly ambitious. The head of the 787 program, Pat Shanahan, acknowledged as much in a conference call with reporters a couple of months ago.
We thought we could modify that production system and accommodate the traveled work from our suppliers. We were wrong.
While supply and integration problems have been known for months, a new problem has emerged in just the last few days. The wing box, a large structure being built in Japan, had to be rethought. Scott Hamilton says the 787 was too heavy, and in an effort to slash weight,
they narrowed some of the structure within the wing box and then apparently found that it was weaker than it had to be, so now they have to go back and redesign that.
And that means another fix and another delay. Boeing isn't granting interviews on the 787 program, but issued a statement about the wing box, saying it is a normal part of the development of a new airplane to discover need for improvements, and that is what we are experiencing on the 787. Boeing's chief rival, Airbus, experienced similar delays on its newest jet. The A380 Super Jumbo didn't go into service until last fall, 2 years late. Some wonder if Boeing learned enough lessons from the Airbus experience. Ed Greenslid, a veteran industry analyst and publisher of the Airline Monitor, says while the delays are a setback for Boeing, they don't mean that the 787 program is in jeopardy over the long term.
I don't think this will cause the 787 to be any less of a dramatic success than it has been up to this point with the record number of orders that it has booked.
But in the short term, the delays are expected to cost Boeing tens of millions of dollars in late delivery fees it will have to pay to customers. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.